With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman Cricket's Paul Manning has earned a major international honour and his first ICC assignment is already locked in. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has this report.
The Cayman Islands Cricket Association has confirmed that Manning has been officially admitted to the ICC Development Umpire Panel following correspondence received this week from the International Cricket Council. And in the very same notice, the ICC revealed that Manning has been appointed to his first international duty. He'll take the field as an umpire at the ICC Men's T20 World Cup sub-regional qualifiers in Bermuda in June. It's a landmark moment for Cayman cricket and a, quote, remarkable personal achievement for Manning, who successfully navigated the ICC's rigorous training and interview process. Cayman Cricket says his rapid rise through the umpiring ranks has been widely praised, and the association says his commitment, discipline, and professionalism have set him apart. Cayman Cricket also acknowledged the support of the Cricket Board and the Umpires Association in helping create the pathway for milestones like this, but emphasized that this moment belongs to Manning. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sport, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. As Cayman Cricket celebrates this major milestone, President Alessandro Morris says Manning's achievement is the result of years of discipline, development and determination.
Paul's appointment is a culmination of a number of things and is significant in the fact that we're trying to improve all areas and have Cayman Islands represented in the global scene on all areas in cricket. And I think this is, while Cayman Cricket and the board certainly has provided the environment, I think we have to give credit to how hard Paul has worked to put himself in a position where he can go and represent Cayman Islands on the global scene.
Manning's first assignment on the elite panel will take him to Bermuda in June, marking the first time in many years that Cayman will have an official represented at this level. Morris says the appointment signals a new era for Cayman cricket, one focused on elevating the country's presence on the global stage.
His first assignment will be in Bermuda in June, and for me, we'll be watching and cheering him on. Because again, he's going to represent in Cayman Islands on the international scene, and this has been a very long time since we've had a representative on the elite panel. So for us from Cayman Cricket, we strongly support and wish him well, and it's significant in the fact that this signals our intention to reposition Cayman Cricket on the global scene and to make sure that we hold our rightful place in the global cricket scene, certainly on all aspects of cricket. And this is just the start. We believe that there's a lot more to come.
Cayman Cricket says Manning's appointment is only the beginning, with more development initiatives underway to strengthen the sport at every level from grassroots to international representation. Another big step forward for a young Cayman footballer. After more than 5 years of steady development and committed training, 345 FC says Asher Small is now ready for the next stage of his football journey. He has traveled internationally with 345 FC teams, regularly facing professional academies and holding his own. Over time, coaches watched him grow more dominant in matches against top programs like Birmingham City and Leicester City, showing the confidence, quality and mentality needed to compete at a high level.
My dad pulled me aside and said, "Guess what?" And then he told me that I got selected to train with Inter Miami. And then we were just really excited and I had so many questions. Into the showcase, just trying to do my best and get the most out of the new approach that the US Academy's brought. But from the start, I realized how into the training the coaches were. So I thought if I tried my best and gave 110%, that I might be able to get selected. And it's really nice that something great's come out of it. Professional coaching from the US Academies and the players there, like to see the level that they play at and see how I compare to them. Nice that Ascension did that, because without that, the opportunity wouldn't have been possible. And like I said, like all my hard work and dedication paid off, so it's nice.
The club says those experiences, paired with Asha's work ethic and passion for the game, have prepared him to take on the next leap. Cayman Aquatics has named the swimmers who will represent the Cayman Islands at the 2026 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Scotland, one of the world's largest multi-sport events, set to bring together more than 70 nations this summer. This year's games will see swimming take center stage in Glasgow's upgraded Tallcross International Swimming Center, a venue known for fast water and record-breaking performances. Cayman's athletes will compete across multiple strokes and distances as they take on some of the strongest swimmers in the Commonwealth. Commonwealth. Cayman Aquatics President Steve Broadbelt says they're proud of the athletes selected and they look forward to seeing them carry the Cayman flag on one of the sport's biggest stage.
We're extremely grateful for the Cayman Islands Olympic Committee for having the faith in our athletes to be able to send this larger team will enable us to swim relays for the very first time at this event in both male and female events. So it just marks a moment in time that, you know, swimming's got to this stage to be able to send these large teams and compete at a high level. We've got athletes that are Olympians and people, swimmers that have swam at the previous Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, and then we have some new swimmers doing this level of competition for the first time representing the Cayman Islands on the Commonwealth stage. So it's only just around the corner in July, so we're very excited, a lot of preparation to do. We're very glad that the Olympic Committee was able to announce the team early so our swimmers can get the maximum amount of time to prepare for this event.
The 2026 Cayman Islands Commonwealth Games swim team includes James Allison, Elijah Bain, Harper Barrowman, Sierra Broadbelt, Gillian Crooks, Danny Keish, Leela Higo, Luke Higo, Connor McDonald, Kira Rabes, Will Sellers, and Riley Watson. And the National Men's Basketball League finals tip off this Sunday at the Arc in Caymana Bay as SEBA prepares to crown its 2026 champions. After a competitive playoff stretch, the same two teams that battled for last year's Division I title are back on the big stage. The defending champions, Lions, will once again face the Sol Blazers in what's expected to be another high-intensity championship series. Sunday's action begins at 5:15 p.m. with the Division II finals, where Pilipinas will take on the energetic U-17 Storm. Then at 7 p.m., the Division I finals tip off, with the Lions looking to retain their crown against a Blazers squad known for its high-scoring offense. Both divisions will play a best-of-three series with Games 2 and, if necessary, Game 3, scheduled for later in the week at a venue to be announced. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.